This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Quick and easy. A little bit after 1 a.m. on The Fan in New York. KM, the 2 a.m. said this was a quick show. So call 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get a word in. I'll be out of here in 50 minutes. Opened up talking about no mas. No more. No more spring training. We got 2 more weeks to opening day. Jeff McNeil is out 3 to 4 weeks. And on both sides of town, we're missing players. And all that hype and excitement you have when the Super Bowl ends and you turn the page to baseball, pitchers and catchers reporting. Yeah, well, baseball activities start and guys end up getting hurt. And now you're relying on backups. And yeah, we're still excited for the season, but you'd be more excited if you had your full complement of guys. 888-808-1019. I started leaning into the Yankees and all the talk about the Yankees being hurt and it being over and they're not the evil empire anymore. I started reading from the article in The Athletic by Jason Stark. It's good. It's good. Go read the whole thing. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but I gave you a couple excerpts from that. And then I started talking to Aaron Rodgers, of course, and I listed the 3 teams for Aaron Rodgers, and I listed the 3 teams, maybe 4, for Russell Wilson as we try to see, you know, where these guys land. And, you know, we heard that Russell Wilson met with the Browns and Joe Flacco is talking to the Giants, and Aaron Rodgers can take all the time he wants. Aaron Rodgers can walk the beach all day, every day. It's a huge decision for the guy. Does he want to get beat up another year? Does he have it? Does he want to go to Pittsburgh? Does he want to go to Minnesota? Does he want to stay in New Jersey playing MetLife outside for a team that, you know, I think it was Bruce who was talking about the offensive line signings of the New York Giants. Stone Forsythe, James Hudson III, who looks like T-Pain. If you go to my Twitter, I retweeted T-Pain chiming in. And T-Pain quote tweeted the tweet and said, I'm finna turn this organization around. But the Giants have to sign that much offensive line depth because they lead the league in different offensive line configurations every year. Chris Board, that's a linebacker. Let me see who else is in this free agency tracker that's in the offensive line. There was one more guy I think that they signed. I think it was a guy that they signed a guy from the Browns. I don't know. It doesn't matter. These are depth signings. They're not bad signings, but like I said, you got to sign these guys because your offensive line gets hurt every single year, and you need guys that are going to be serviceable backups that you can plug in, and it doesn't have so much of a drop-off so that you're not signing guys off of practice squads in the middle of the season. But, yeah, is that what Aaron Rodgers wants to do? Does Aaron Rodgers want to play behind 10 different offensive lines, 10 different combinations of offensive linemen? I don't know. Maybe he does. Just to stick it to Woody Johnson. There's no sticking it to Woody Johnson. He already stuck it to Woody Johnson. He stuck it to Woody Johnson in the last 2 years. He got hurt four plays in. He won five games the next season. Like, he stuck it to Woody Johnson. And there's no guarantee that playing with the Giants is going to get Woody Johnson back. Like, oh, he goes and wins four games with the Giants. Like, what's Woody going to be like? Oh, you got me there. Tony's in Montreal on the Fan. You're in there, Tony.
How you doing, Keith? I think, like, I'd rather have you at quarterback right now because I'm so tired of listening to the nonsense about this guy, Aaron Rodgers, who loves himself, who's a podcaster, a film director. He's a
scientist, doctor.
Yeah, he walks on water. He tells lies about taking the COVID vaccination.
Yeah, he's immunized.
I mean, you know, like, Keith, I had enough of him. You know, like, seriously, like, Schruck is a better quarterback than him right now. I'd rather put my money on Schruck. But I just want to mention this guy, Joey Votto. When he was coming to a career end, you know what he said? They said, Joey, why didn't you, like, push to get that extra at-bat? He said, my time is up. My time is up. The young guys have to have their chance like I had my chance. Mr. Rodgers, if you're listening, go home, man. You weren't like when Brett Favre was around. Brett Favre didn't like you. And I can guarantee if you played on my football team, and I know in our time, Keith, when there was a guy on the team and they didn't like him in hockey, let me tell you something. Practices were pretty rough, and sometimes fights broke out. And we settled that garbage right away on a team. But now we have prima donnas. And guys like you that played and you understand what I'm talking about, and when I'm evaluating players, I'm looking tonight. I evaluated players in the midget AAA in Laval, Quebec. They're 16, 17 years old, and all of Quebec major juniors there. And I'm looking down there. I'm going, there's nobody I'm interested in. None. Because they don't have that it factor. And the problem is you have a talent like Rodgers, but you ruin it with attitude. And I'll just say this. Shador, right? They're saying Shador is a this and his dad is a this. But imagine if Aaron Rodgers was a black dude, right? They would kill him. They're giving him extra because he's a white dude with attitude. And they're letting it go. But I'm an Italian dude from Montreal, and I don't like this dude. You know what I'm saying?
Understood.
Because I want talent. I want superstar athletes like Shador. I don't care if he's yellow, black, white, purple. He's from Mars.
Gotta
he's
produce.
A great athlete.
Yeah, gotta play and win and make the throws. Great call, Tony. Like, Aaron Rodgers could never be a black quarterback doing all this. He wouldn't have gotten this far. And then Ryan Clark goes on ESPN and says the facts about Dion's kid and his treatment. It's because we've never seen this. We've never seen a rich, famous black quarterback, son of a Hall of Famer, be a top five prospect, know it, and just like not let anybody just talk to him anyway, ask him any questions, or whatever, like be in control. I'd rather have Shador right now than Aaron Rodgers. Oh, you're crazy, Keith. Aaron Rodgers threw 20. Bro, it's done. It's over. It's over. I'd rather have a young guy like Shador. Look at the Jets. And as many people want to talk about, oh, they chose Justin Fields over Aaron Rodgers. Hell yeah. 1 of 53. He can run. And for another person that says he can't throw, you can't throw a football. Justin Fields can throw the football. You can't throw a football. Justin Fields can throw. I'm so tired of hearing Justin Fields can't throw. I can't wait till he comes here and shuts people up and has games where he throws the ball to Garrett Wilson and Stone Smart. Yup, you guys see Stone Smart? I know a lot of Jets fans were saying that they should draft Tyler Warren in the first round, but Stone Smart is here now. If you play fantasy, maybe you picked up Stone Smart, I don't know, week 13 or something. He's a big body tight end. He's athletic. Coming over from the Chargers. I like that move. I like that move. I think the Jets are doing the little things right now that, like, they're not sexy right now. They're not locks right now. But they're building a team. They're building a team that's going to buy into what their head coach is selling. And when they mimic that head coach, when they take on his personality, they're going to look different. Are they going to win 10 games? I don't know. Are they going to be able to compete in a division? I don't know. Justin Fields, I think, is the right move over Aaron Rodgers. Justin Fields isn't coming in here with all the extra stuff. Justin Fields is coming in here to prove himself, right, in a third spot. Just like Baker Mayfield bounced around, Sam Darnold bounced around, Geno Smith bounced around. These guys were written off and didn't write back. Justin Fields was written off. I saw the video that the Jets put out. I'm like, this kid has the opportunity to come here and be a star for real. Running the ball, throwing the ball. And in this NFL, you don't have to throw the ball for 300 yards. Look at Jalen Hurts. You don't have to throw for 300 yards every game. So for everybody saying that Justin Fields can't throw, go watch. He can throw the ball. He might not have the completion percentage that you would like. He might have missed some throws, but it's hard to do. It's hard as hell to do. Some of y'all can't throw the football on air with nobody rushing you without a defense to read. So tired of hearing Justin Fields can't throw the ball. It's ridiculous. So Justin Fields is the new Jets quarterback, and he's not competing with Tyrod Taylor. He's the guy. They bring in Brandon Stevens, Andre Sisco, Rashad Weaver, Josh Myers, a former Packer, no ties to Aaron Rodgers. And Chukwuma Okafor. So just a couple little moves, you know, two offensive linemen, an edge rusher, a corner, a safety. Jamien Sherwood is back. Isaiah Oliver back. Jamin Davis. And then they get rid of subtraction. Sometimes you can have addition by subtraction. Aaron Rodgers, I think it's addition by subtraction. You know, and as Tony was going in on Aaron Rodgers and talking about like teammates that you don't like, I don't think there are any teammates that don't like Aaron Rodgers. I haven't heard that. Aaron Rodgers is the type, like, you know, he'll give you his jet. Aaron Rodgers is the type, he's probably buying gifts. Aaron Rodgers is the type, they all grew up watching Aaron Rodgers, admire Aaron Rodgers, but like, enough is enough. And if you're a new GM and a new head coach looking to command the team and the building and start over, you can't have Aaron Rodgers in the building. He's not worth it. What he brings is not worth it. Now, for the Giants, yeah, it's worth it, I guess. You're going to lose anyway. For the Giants, yeah. Aaron Rodgers bringing that much attention to the Giants. You're going to sell tickets at least out of the gate. You'll probably get some primetime games. But ultimately, like as I was joking, like what is Aaron Rodgers going to do for the Giants to stick it to Woody Johnson? Behind that offensive line, Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are probably cooked behind the Giants' offensive line. It'll be chuck and duck for Rodgers. It'll just be Russell Wilson running in circles, taking sacks. 888-808-1019. You know, back to the baseball, you know, with the Yankees and Mets. I can't wait for the season to get started. You know, I was saying, you know, the Mets and the Yankees have injuries, but there's injuries everywhere. Like I saw, you know, Rafael Devers is day-to-day. And then also I saw today that Rafael Devers spoke with reporters and he's now open to being the Red Sox DH after being adamant that third base was his position. He says, I'm good to do whatever they want me to do. I guess Alex Cora gave him a stern talking to. You know, like how you guys want Boone to give all the Yankees a stern talking to behind closed doors. Alex Cora must have straightened him out. But yeah, I was pulling up like an injury tracker. And you know, just in the AL East, Gunnar Henderson is out. We can go back to the Red Sox. Lucas Giolito is out. Devers is day-to-day. He's not out. Trevor Story is day-to-day. Masataka Yoshida is out. Cutter Crawford is out. Brian Bello is out. So, the almighty Red Sox, as the hype builds for this Red Sox team, that you look out. The Red Sox are winning the division. The Red Sox, they won the offseason. They're going to be so tough. Okay, let's see. Let's see before we crown them. I'm not crowning anybody yet. We don't know what is going to happen this year. Maybe Ellie De La Cruz and the Cincinnati Reds get hot. Maybe it's their year. Maybe the Detroit Tigers, who nobody had making the postseason last year, right? When the Yankees lost to them at the midway point of the season in like, you know, early August, a Little League Classic. We were like, they lost to the Tigers? The Tigers just, you know, they traded Gio Urshela. They got Javi Baez out of the way, like, they just called up Trey Sweeney. Well, what'd they do? They got super hot, got to the dance, knocked off the Astros. You can't predict baseball. Nobody knows how it's going to go. So, yes, the Mets are banged up. The Yankees are banged up. But you know what? It's about who's healthy and playing their best baseball in October. And that's what, 7 months from now? 888-808-1019. Carlos is in Queens on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? You know, I'm one of your adamant listeners. You know, we go, you know, go back a few, you know, a lot of shows now. But what I want to know is, can I get the KM to LGM? You hear me? You're becoming a Mets fan. Is it possible? I can hear this. I mean, you know, your season's looking a little adamant. You know, I can never wish no ill will or no injuries. But just in case the Yankees get eliminated, is there a way we can get the KM to LGM? Let's go, Keith. Is there a possible way
I can get you
on that wave? Tell me.
Last year I had the Let's Go Yankee Mets. I got into a little bit of like the Harrison Bader, Luis Severino, Carlos Mendoza coming over. The LGYM. I was putting out a lot of LGYM, Let's Go Yankee Mets. It's not so much Let's Go Yankee Mets. I know Soto is over there, but I don't consider him really a Yankee. I know Clay is over there, but I couldn't wait to see him go. I'll say this. I did have the thought today that, like, I'm looking forward to the season because if the Yankees do stumble out of the gate and the Mets are hot and that's the story, like, I'm looking forward to being the first voice on after the games. And, like, I'm not so much of a Yankee homer or Yankee shill or Yankee fanboy that I'm going to put the Yankees in front of the Mets if the Yankees are losing and the Mets are winning and Juan Soto's in homers and Lindor's playing how he was playing at the end of the last year. Like, I'm not gonna hate. I'm not going to jump in front of that to the victor go to spoils. But I am a Yankee fan. I'm not going to ever root for the Mets. I'm not going to be actively rooting for them to win. Like, if they do come out of the gate and they lose, I am going to be like, Juan Soto can't win you everything. You know, I don't know about that Griffin Canning start. But it's going to be fun, man. I don't know. I can never go to like LGM. I'm never actively rooting for the Mets to win. Nah.
I'm just waiting for the KM to LGM. I mean, that's what I'm waiting for. As an adamant listener,
I'm trying to think. I'm like, when would I actively want to see the Mets win? Like, it would have to be against, Red Sox or Orioles or something. Like, yeah, when I think y'all swept the Orioles last year, walked them off. Like, I was actively sitting in here rooting for the Mets to beat the Orioles because we needed a little help. We needed them to get backed off. Like, Francisco Alvarez, I think maybe. Who else walked it off? I'm in here watching the games, actively rooting for the Mets.
Well, listen, Keith, you know, it's always a pleasure listening to you, and I'm always going to be throwing the hat in the ring for you to become a Mets fan. I know it's down inside you. You might not know it's there, but you know something? Sometimes trials, tribulations, it leads to certain things. And you know what? You might get the orange and blue in you. You got the blue in you already. You might got the orange and you don't even know Knicks about fan. It.
I'm not even a Knicks fan, bro.
But it's okay. Not an Islanders fan. You might have it in you, though. But listen, it's a pleasure. I always appreciate you taking my call, man. Have a good one, all right?
Carlos from Queens. Keep on dreaming, buddy. I bleed pinstripes. I'm from the soil. I'm from the Bronx culture. I'm from Jersey, but you understand. Like, my feet have been at Yankee Stadium for years now. From being the Yankee fan in the fan cave where I couldn't go to a game all year, and then I got out of the fan cave, and I'm like, I'm never doing that again. And then getting into the mix with the creatures, and then getting on the Fan as a Yankee fan, doing Yankee podcasts, doing Yankee commercials on Yes Network, doing Yankees magazine on Yes Network, being on MLB Network, where the panel is, you know, shout out to LG, who's beautiful red hair TV woman. And then Xavier Scruggs, who's a former baseball player. And then Hannah Kaiser, who's the reporter. And they threw me in there as like, what's this guy? He's just a Yankee fan on the Fan. Oh, good enough. I don't know. I say I don't even know if I would like baseball if I didn't come in through watching the Yankees win and falling in love with the Yankees history and culture and then getting into it. I come from a culture of banana banana, Mets suck. Banana banana, Mets suck. Banana banana, banana banana, banana banana, Mets suck. I didn't come up with it. It's just something I was taught in 2003 Bum, 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 da, da. Mets fans really suck. Bum, 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 da, da. Mets fans really suck. It's just like, it's a cultural thing. I'm of the culture. 888-808-1019. It was Jesse Winker. I'm trying to go back. That's when I was actively rooting for the Mets. I'll root for the Mets, when they're playing against a team that is, close to the Yankees in the standings. Oh, you're opening up against the Astros. There you go, Carlos. Let's go, Mets. There you go. I'll give you an LGM right there. When the Mets face the Houston Astros, I'm rooting for the Mets to sweep them down in Houston. You know what? I put out a tweet today. I think people got it the wrong way, but I don't care. It's Twitter. There's a clip of Jose Altuve playing left field, and he mistimes a jump, and it's like, whoops. But, Jose Altuve is allowed to switch positions, or the Astros are allowed to have Jose Altuve, their Hall of Fame cheating second baseman, all of 5-5. He's allowed to switch positions. He's allowed to learn left field, and he can do it in, anonymity. He can do it in secrecy. He can do it quietly. He can, in spring training, practice for everybody, he can, make mistakes and nobody says anything about it. But then I saw this today, and I laughed. And obviously, I just said it's spring training, it's practice. I said, I need the same energy for Jose Altuve. Nah, more than y'all have for Jason Dominguez. Whoops! I saw somebody was like, rare Keith L. That's something that they say on Twitter. And I'm like, I don't even respond anymore. I've finally gotten there. I remember, getting advice from people like, yo, stop responding on Twitter. And I'm just like, why? I respond to everybody. Now I'm just like, whatever. Just block. Just straight up block, mute, or ignore. But my thing with that was like, okay, Dominguez is a rookie trying to play a position that he didn't play. Oh, he's an outfielder though. But yeah, whatever. It's practice. You're going to make mistakes in practice. Like the Yankees game wasn't viewable yesterday. Good. Shout out to my boy Gabe, because Gabe was talking back and forth with me on Twitter. He's like, I would watch the Yankees field ground balls and take pop-ups if it was televised. The Yankee game wasn't televised. And I'm like, good. We honestly get too much of this glorified practice. We honestly see too much of spring training where it's not good for our health. It's not good for our fandom. It's not good for our brains. It's not good. We draw too many conclusions and jump to too many conclusions off of exhibition. Guys going out there to get a feel. Some guys not going, full tilt. Some guys throwing certain pitches and us not knowing. It's spring training. No mas. I'm ready for it to end, and I haven't even gone down there. I'm going down there. I'm trying to go to the beach. I'm trying to go to the pool. I'm trying to get on the boat. I'm trying to go gamble. I'm trying to go to the mall. I'm going to go to 2 games. But I don't care. I don't care what happens in those games. 888-808-1019. I did say I wanted to play a clip. I got to send it to Fleegs. I think this call will help me queue up the clip that I want to play. Let me go get this clip and send it to Fleegs now. And then maybe when we get off of this phone call, we can play it. Rory is in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Rory?
Keith, thanks for taking my call, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. Never had the opportunity to call in. You're one of my favorite on the air.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks for everything you do for the Yankees. I know you're not a New York football fan, but I know Dallas is coming to New York twice this year. I was wondering if you'd make your way to MetLife to come see Justin Fields take on your Cowboys.
Yeah, and I might be wearing green. I might be switching up. I usually go to the Cowboys-Giants game, especially now that they've put them in the beginning of the year where it's not so cold. I remember years ago, I was at the Odell catch game. It was so cold. I was at one game where Dez cooked the Giants years ago. It was so cold. But my NFL fandom is I'm half Dallas, half free agent right now. I don't know if I'm rocking with them, and I lean gangrene. That's my phrase when it comes to the hometown team. I've been to more Jets games than Giants games as far as games when the Dallas Cowboys aren't there. Like I remember going to see Geno Smith play. I remember seeing a random game, I forget what it was, like a Monday night football game years ago against the Dolphins where it rained, And I sat 18 rows back for like $20. So, yeah, I'm in there, man. And if the Jets are what I think they might potentially be, is just a more exciting offense, more competent, like more disciplined, like, you know, an upstart, you know, team with young talent that like might surprise some people, I would love to see them knock off the Dallas Cowboys. I would certainly go there to watch that. I mean, I think so what year was it? Robbie Anderson and Sam Darnold had a long touchdown pass against the Dallas Cowboys, beat the Cowboys in MetLife.
Yes, I think that was 2019, I believe. 2018 or 2019.
Shout out to my boy Golan, big Jets fan. I went to Golan's house to watch it. We both could have went to the game, but we were scared. He was scared the Jets were going to lose. I was scared the Cowboys were going to lose. I ended up going to his house to watch it instead of going to the game.
It's a rare occasion. It's definitely it'd definitely be a great game to get to. So what do you think about Justin Fields and the Jets? You think you do think it's going to be an uptick from last year? You think it's young and excited? We're going to run the football. You know, maybe get some real identity here with a new coaching staff and the new regime.
What I love about it is the unknown. I have no idea what Tanner Engstrand is going to do as offensive coordinator. I have no idea how it's going to look with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen and Isaiah Davis and Justin Fields as rushing threats. Like I said, I like that they added Stone Smart. Like I, you know, the Jets need a tight end. They need a tight end. Stone Smart is a playmaker. He can be explosive. He could be a good little weapon for Justin Fields. And you already know he has rapport with Garrett Wilson, Ohio State boys, their buddies. Let's see how they draft, man. If they have a masterful draft, there's going to be some buzz about, okay, they've got a young, talented team, and they have the coaching to game plan and scheme and lead them in the right direction. I'm more optimistic than most Jets fans I talk to, but maybe that's because I'm not a Jets fan.
I mean, I'm optimistic as well, and I like the direction they're going in. You know, last season, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens were the two highest rushing teams ever in NFL history. And I think the league is turning back to this run in the football. You know, you see last year, the best teams in the NFL, they all ran the ball well. The Jets last year, they finished 31st out of 32 teams in the NFL. And I really believe that has a major impact in winning football games. You know, being able to run the football, control the clock.
Of course.
And then go on the other side. Yeah.
Establish the run. And you had a quarterback that he wanted the ball in his hands, and he couldn't run it. He wanted the ball in his hands. He wasn't trying to hand it off. He was trying to throw it to pad his stats, to make himself look better. Now you've got a quarterback that, hey, we're not asking you to sit in the pocket. We're going to have some quick game for you, like quick throws, 5-10 yard throws. We're going to have some just one read and go. We're going to have some zone read. You and Breece Hall, like, they have a chance to have an offense that is mysterious, that we don't know what they're going to do. And if they rep it enough and practice it enough, let's see. I think that they could do something this year. I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team. I don't know if they're going to win, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised with what you get.
I agree, and I like how the expectations are low. It's never a good thing when Jets make big free agent splashes.
And the contract, bro, this contract for Justin Fields, you're not married to Justin Fields. If it is a disaster, so what?
Exactly.
It ain't going to be a disaster.
I think he's going to rejuvenate his career. I think he's a great young player. I think, you know, he didn't have a fair shot like some young quarterbacks do. He got thrown in early to a terrible organization. And, you know, I like seeing this comeback story. And I hope he pulls it around like Geno, Sam did, or Baker Mayfield. And, you know, maybe hopefully finds his home here in New York. But, Keith, thanks for taking my call. Thanks for everything you do for the Yankees. And, you know, keep killing it here on the Fan.
Thanks for the call, Rory. 888-808-1019. I don't really do anything for the Yankees. I just have done some things that are connected to the Yankees. But, you know, I do understand being a host, being a social media presence. I would never say I'm the voice of the Yankees or voice of Yankees fans, but they hear me. I'm something. I know I have a ton of followers in the Yankee universe, Yankee space. You know, one of my boys said when we lost Soto, and I didn't even think of that. He's like, we lost Soto, we didn't lose you. I'm like, what does that mean, bro? He's like, yo, you got to talk me off the ledge. Like, yo, you got to do your thing, bro. You got to get on the Fan. You got to tell her. You got to help me out. I'm like, I got you, bro. I will. 888-808-1019. What if you do lose me? We can't lose the World Series, lose Soto, lose Cole, lose Heal, lose Stanton, John Sterling retire and Keith McPherson retires. That'd be crazy. Pack it up. When we come back, we'll play the audio of DeMarcus Ware as a Seattle Seahawk talking about his former team, the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll take the rest of your calls, and I'll see what I missed from my notes that we did not hit. This is Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM, the 2 a.m. returns right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
People say Aaron's going to be sad to see Shea Stadium go, and I said, I'm not at all. I think it has seen its day, and it has some scars that are ready to go, and the new stadium is going to be terrific.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
In the morning, gotta thank God. All right, we're back. Can't really rock with Ice Cube. Actually, I shot a video with Whistle Sports that'll come out opening day week, the week of opening day, so 2 weeks from now. Shout out to Adam over there, big Mets fan and WFAN listener who pulled me in to do that. And we played this game where you rank team fitteds, team hats, like, you know, the Phillies hat, the Braves hat, the Red Sox hat, the Yankees hat, and the Dodgers hat. When I first saw it, I'm like, oh, it made me think of Ice Cube for some reason. I think because it was a flat brim. I'm like, seeing the Dodgers hat, flat brim, made me think of Ice Cube performing at the World Series. Bow down when you're westward bound. I'm like, we were cooked. We were cooked. Verdugo was bopping his head to it. Verdugo being from Arizona, repping the West. That's why Verdugo won't come back. You guys want to sign Verdugo still? No. Verdugo was out as soon as cameras cut to him and he was bopping his head to Ice Cube during the World Series before the Yankees would go on to get beat. 888-808-1019. So we go from the Mets in the NLCS fail, the Yankees in the World Series fail, football teams that already failed like by that time. Basketball, I did want to give my credit to Mikal Bridges. That celebration went crazy, bro. Like, Mikal Bridges, after calling out Tibbs in a way, right? It's like saying, you know, saying he talked to Tibbs, and then Tibbs being like, I didn't say anything. And then them talking and getting to a good place or whatever. But, like, if anybody can talk about the minutes being played, he reserves that right. And he wasn't wrong. And you love to see a guy who's under pressure fight through that pressure. Like, I can appreciate that with professional athletes. Not have your best performance. I know I said he was dookie juice, but he wasn't the other night, right? Jalen Brunson is down. And on a night where everybody hears about, oh, you know, him questioning the minutes and shoot around or whatever, and he goes out there and in overtime, you need to win that game. As we've talked about, this West Coast swing that the Knicks are on with, you know, getting Cat back in L.A., they lose in overtime in L.A. That's their first overtime loss. That was their sixth overtime loss or a win that they just had, I believe, against Portland. They beat Sacramento, and they come out, and they're shooting the hell out of the ball, and they're playing defense against Sacramento. And I remember talking that night about pivoting, right, how teams got to pivot. And shout out to Mikal Bridges, as the team is pivoting without Jalen Brunson. He has stepped up, and you see more of his offensive bag in his game, and that's cold-blooded as hell, the way he caught that ball, top of the key, just, like, straight on, bang, bang, and, like, his celebration, where he puts the fingers out and does the head bomb, I'm like, oh, that's hard. That's dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. I'm like, that was hard as hell. So as much as I've hated on Mikal Bridges, former Net, I did watch – you know, 2 years of him with the Nets. He is a hooper. He's a good player. And, you know, broken clock is right at least two times a day. He found his way. I wanted to, you know, put some praise on him. If you can put criticism on a guy, you got to put some praise on him. And the Knicks have pivoted. I would love to see them go and beat Draymond and the Warriors next. Speaking of pivoting, the Rangers have had to pivot. You know, I talked about the Yankees having to pivot without Cole, without Stanton, without Heal. I talked about the Knicks having to pivot without Brunson. Well, the Rangers have had to pivot just with a new team. After the trade deadline, after all of the moves, and after changing the team and a lot of those guys that were in that locker room not being there anymore, here's the team. This is the squad. This is the team. And the Rangers, it's right in front of them to push forward and get in the playoffs, and maybe make a run this year. Maybe it has to happen differently. Maybe they don't need to win the President's Trophy, right? I said that about the Yankees. Maybe the Yankees don't need to win the AL. Maybe they don't need to be the number one seed. Maybe they don't need to win the division. Maybe they just get in, and they're healthy at the time, and they get hot, and anything can happen if you get into the dance. Ross is in Bergen County. Ross is back on the Fan.
Keith, how's it going, man?
It's going.
I know, man. So you actually talking about kind of sneaking in last second, and you never know. You kind of drew two parallels to that. One thing, you know, 2 years ago, everyone thinks of Florida as the big bad Panthers now, but 2 years ago, the first Stanley Cup final run, they did sneak in as the second wild card and obviously knocked down the all-time Bruins, broke that regular season record. Also, I'm thinking, you know, this stretch we got going on, albeit we, you know, we just broke the four-game losing streak, and each loss was more, I wouldn't say as deflating as the next, because I don't think it could get worse than the Ottawa loss this season, just how they lost it, the way they lost it, how much time was left in the third period. But, you know, it kind of reminds me of that August stretch with the Mets. Remember that Diamondback San Diego, like, seven-game stretch?
Yeah.
And I think they started off with San Diego was that, or I think Arizona was first, but there was that San Diego game. Diaz came in, gave up the two-run walk-off bomb to Merrill. And that kind of felt like the dagger on the season, yet they kind of made up for it towards the end. Now, the difference is, while I think, you know, that Mets team was kind of, you know, pieced together going into the year, obviously all the anomalies like Iglesias, Mania, all the unexpected names, this team just feels like a configuration of of pieces at Drury still throughout the year. Like, I just don't think there's enough chemistry with this team. All the guys they brought in at different points in the year, like the Will Porgans and Urho Vaakanainens of the world, where if you look at this, and obviously Miller kind of headlines it, these guys that they just brought in at different points throughout the season, I mean, they're lucky as hell they won tonight. And the schedule isn't getting much easier. They got to, you know, they got absolutely slapped around by Columbus on home ice. Now they got to go out to, you know, Nationwide, play them in their barn. Then they got Edmonton coming in. I think Toronto, I mean, they probably got one. I think Detroit is the only team that's got a harder schedule remaining, and they're kind of in the same mix. So
no,
when you got
quitting New York, like, man, no quitting New York.
They pivoted months ago.
They've added some different players on defense. I know you don't have the faith, but like I was saying to Justin in Floral Park, I'm like, the Rangers as an organization knows that they can't fold, that it's right in front of them, that their fans expect them.
I hope they know that.
To get back,
I'm not sure they know that. Well, I'll say this, though. You guys lost, you know, you don't need me to tell you, you lost 86, and somehow your season, once they got more fun, but all of a sudden now you got Mrs. Fields as your version of Grimace. You had the race the whole year.
I saw that parallel. I'll take it. We needed anything. Everybody's leaning into it. Three-game win streak. If it takes Mrs. Fields winning one race out of 50-something, like, whatever, yo.
Well, I'll say this. Frank was the first one on it again. It was, you know,
Frank was right.
It was Mrs. Fields and Hot to Go were the reason your season was in the dumps, and all of a sudden now one of them got over the edge.
Hot to Go song. Frank.
I'll talk to you, man.
That's really cool. Yo, Frank the Tank. We don't deserve Frank the Tank. I said, Frank, the only team in common that I have with Frank the Tank is the Devils, but it cracks me up some of the things that he says, some of the things that he comes up with. He's got to chill, though. He's always criticizing the Prudential Center food. He's always on something. I would have went to the game tonight, but I was on daddy duty. Had to take care of the baby while my wife went to like mini golf or something with her job. But I got to get back over there to see the Devils. I think the Devils figure it out. Rangers figure it out. So we have something else, man, as we get to, you know, just later into the spring. And so now, you know, daylight savings is passed. Warmer days coming. We will have opening day in 2 weeks. We will have, you know, the NFL draft, like, you know, a month from then. So we'll know what type of players are on their way for the Jets and the Giants. I've said, you know, the Jets got to keep going, but I think they've made some moves. If you're looking at the tracker and you're looking at who they've added, the Giants need to have a absolutely masterful draft to really get in the good graces of their fan base again. But we don't know. Nobody knows. You know, that's why we watch. That's why we talk about it. That's why we try to project, predict. And yeah, I know that the Jets move on from Aaron Rodgers. They're going to eat $49 million now. And that's another part of the Rodgers thing, right? Hey, let's just do it now. You know, let's just do it now. We're starting over. We didn't go after Aaron Rodgers. We didn't bring him in here. And we don't need to be married to him. In theory, Aaron Rodgers gives you a better chance to win. And you know what Aaron Glenn said from the jump? It's about the roster. It's about the roster. We're talking Aaron Rodgers, but it's about the roster. They're in the process of building out a better roster. John is in Brooklyn. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, what's up, Key? Long time no call, man. How you doing? Good?
Good, good. I think the last time we spoke, you said I was rapping like the dude from the Family Matters, Carl Winslow's son, Eddie.
Nah, don't worry about it, Key. I got my money on you anytime. Against Sanders, I've got my money on you. You could do a better rap song than he can. Trust me, you good, fella. You good.
I like his music. Well, not his last song about the girl.
Yeah, that was horrible. That
the
was
perfect
horrible.
Timing track. I like though, but I'm working on something for you, John. You'll catch it, or maybe you won't. We'll see. Sometimes.
Nah, you do your thing. You do your thing, Keith. Now, I just wanted to say about Justin Field. I agree with you that people say he can't throw the ball. What happened was he couldn't pick the reads up quick. You know, people don't, they don't know. They don't know. Like, he couldn't read
the
defense.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a, it's all right. And from my little Pop Warner football experience, it's hard to read a defense when they got defensive ends running after you and defensive tackles coming through with their arms up. It's harder to read.
Yes, in 2.2 seconds, you got to get rid of that ball. The time has gotten even so much faster of you getting rid of the ball.
Yes, and it's pre-snap, right? The jump from college to NFL when you're at Ohio State and you're playing against Indiana before Kirk Cignetti got there. When you're at Ohio State playing against Indiana, it's easy for you to see if there's one safety, two safeties, if it's cover zero, cover one, cover two, whatever. Like that's different. You get in the NFL, they're disguising coverage. And as soon as you set hut, it's a different coverage. You got to know what to do with the ball. I think that they're going to simplify this offense for him. He's obviously coming in, and they're going to install and teach everybody this offense, and they're going to play to his strengths. That's why I said it's going to be quick game. It's going to be one read. They're not going to ask him to sit in the pocket and read a defense.
The same thing that you hit it on the nail, the same way Jalen Hurts plays, that's the same style that he plays. And Russell Wilson, too. I think by him being in the locker room with Russell Wilson, it's going to pay off this year, I think.
Yeah, I think just so. Being in the Pittsburgh Steelers building and culture and coming to the Jets, they're pretty opposite. Sixburg versus a place that, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming into, oh, that one Super Bowl trophy looks lonely. Like, there's no lonely Super Bowl trophies in Pittsburgh. I think him seeing how they do things over there and then coming into here, like, yeah, it's going to be better than people are giving it credit for. But I understand Jets fans are hurt. They're jaded. There's been a lot of trauma, a lot of pain.
This is a good pick. Check this out. Right? When you get a quarterback, you start thinking about, oh, can he play in this cold weather? Can he throw in this wind? The guy played 4 years in Chicago. So I'm pretty sure he knows how to play in the cold, the wind, hold the ball. Even though he plays with gloves on his hands, because I've seen him. He throws the ball with gloves. You know, I seen Justin Field. That's how he throws the ball when it's cold. He likes to play with a glove in his hand. It don't matter, man. The guy's a good pick. It's a better upgrade than Aaron Rodgers. He's younger. You can use your legs to run, you know, the read option, fake it to the running back and run. And let's see what happens. Like you said, you know, the unknown is always the best because you don't know.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. You can be pleasantly surprised with a brand new offense. Brand new offensive coordinator, and you know what? The defenses they go up against, at least for the first couple weeks, they're not going to know what's coming either. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. Fields played three seasons in Chicago, one season last year, and not the full season. I think the first six games with the Steelers. And you know what? I got to get in touch with either, what's that kid, Connor Long, or... Jets X Factor, like there's got to be a Jets fan cooking up the highlights of Justin Fields actually can throw the ball. That would kill on social media. If there's a kid that can just say, caption, Justin Fields can throw the ball. And I'm not even saying to go back. And like, if you do want to go back, man, there was a game, maybe it's a Thursday night football game where Justin Fields and DJ Moore lit it up. And I think DJ Moore had three touchdowns. I'm like, what do you mean he can't throw the ball? If I'm a Jets fan right now and I'm a video editor, I'm going back and I'm looking for the all 22 footage. I'm going back. I'm looking for the game highlights, whatever it is. And I'm going to have a video that says Justin Fields can throw the ball. And I would just cherry pick the best throws. I would go back and get the best highlights from last year. They didn't win. They didn't start off 4-0. They didn't win those games without being able to throw the ball. I know him and George Pickens were not on the same page. But, like, I mean, it's probably hard to be on the same page with George Pickens. I'm just ready to let the kid become. Give him a chance to succeed. There's so many people. He can't throw the ball. Look at his completion percentage. Let's do that, actually. Justin Fields football reference. And it's skewed. They brought him into Chicago with no offensive line. They brought him into Chicago not having a great offensive coordinator, not having weapons. Now, what'd they do for Caleb Williams? They got him weapons. They still didn't really help him with the offensive line, but they got him weapons. They put weapons around him. He struggled too. I would say the number, but I'm running out of time here. I'm trying to look at the completion percentage for... Okay, so like when you go to Football Reference, 65.8% is not great, but it's not terrible. And that's where he was at with Pittsburgh last year. Five touchdown passes. But don't forget that he also ran the ball in. He's a threat in the red zone. He's a threat in short yardage. And what I was saying before about Jalen Hurts is like there are games that the Eagles won, and I'm not saying that Breece Hall is Saquon Barkley. Some people had him actually ranked higher than Saquon Barkley in fantasy and in projections last year. It was Christian McCaffrey as the running back one and Breece Hall as running back two. How did they completely miss Saquon not being one or two? Anyway, if they can get Breece Hall going, Braylon Allen going, Isaiah Davis going, running the ball, there are going to be games that the Jets with that defense and the core of that defense in theory can win without Justin Fields having to throw for 300 yards. You think these guys don't see that? You think these guys aren't planning for that? That, hey, if we run the ball, we kill the clock, we move the sticks, we punch it in. When we get to the red zone, we don't got to throw the ball. Justin Fields can run it in. He only had one interception last year in 161 attempts. So that's growth. I don't know. I'm ready to let the kids succeed. I've liked Justin Fields' game since he was on the streaming show QB1. And I got to see him coming out of high school. This kid was looked at as like the next Cam Newton. But he went to Georgia. Jake Fromm was there. You're not beating out Jake Fromm. And then he had to transfer, go to Ohio State. And that's the show. That's it. That's a quick one. So I'll keep a couple in the chamber for tomorrow's show. And tomorrow, I'll be on earlier. Tomorrow, I'll be on right after Yankees baseball. Oh, Dave Sims. I did want to read the quote from Dave Sims. I like this. He said it with his chest. In regards to John Sterling, and all respect to John Sterling, he said he had his time. This is my time. I'm not coming in to do impersonations or anything like that, he said. I must have done something right. And he was talking about, you know, calling home runs. Every home run is different. They're not all high, far, and gone. C-Max coming up next. Thanks for listening to my show. I'm out of here. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.